USA Radio News.
The sanctions against Russia continue as Sony blocks them from online games and more.
Sony is suspending sales of its PlayStation game console in Russia. The company is saying it has stopped all software and hardware shipments in the country as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues. Sony Group Corporation also announcing a $2 million donation to humanitarian aid organizations to help Ukrainians. The online PlayStation store will also be blocked. Sony joins Microsoft, who announced last week it would stop selling its Xbox consoles and software in Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street, U.S. stocks jumped and oil prices dropped on Wednesday, extending a volatile spell as investors track the economic fallout of the war in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
A dozen doctors are among 16 people in Michigan and Ohio sentenced to prison for a health care fraud that included the distribution of 6.6 million opioid doses and $250 million in false billings. The Justice Department said Wednesday that a multi-state network of pain clinics participated in the scheme from 2007 to 2018. They say the doctors refused to provide patients with opioids unless they agreed to expensive, unnecessary painful back injections. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer announced Wednesday it's launching a clinical trial to study the effectiveness of its COVID-19 antiviral pill in kids ages 6 to 17. Paxlovid is currently given as 3 pills twice daily over the course of 5 days. And raise the curtain, the Tony Awards are back. They'll once again take place in June at Radio City Music Hall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
A wooden ship that went MIA for 100 years has been found.
The legendary wooden ship Endurance has been found in remarkably good condition. 10,000 feet underwater in the Weddell Sea, that's off the Antarctic coast towards South America, where it sank in 1915. Irish explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton was trying to reach the South Pole, abandoned the Endurance after it became trapped in ice. The ship was crushed by ice and sank 4 miles off its last reported position. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
United Airlines will allow workers who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 for religious or medical reasons to return at the end of the month. The Wall Street Journal reported the move permits staffers with exemptions to return from unpaid leave or from the non-customer-facing roles they were allowed to apply for. A Tampa, Florida Dunkin' Donuts employee pleaded guilty to felony battery for fatally punching a customer who repeatedly called him a racial slur. 27-year-old Corey Pujols will spend 2 years under house arrest, must take an anger management course, and must complete 200 hours of community service. Prosecutor said 77-year-old Vonnell Cook entered the store last May yelling about customer service. Cook repeatedly called Pujols a racial slur. That's when Pujols punched Cook, and he fell and hit his head. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.